Burns, Oregon, population 2,700 and more than 100 miles from the nearest interstate highway. It welcomed new temporary residents today. They are law enforcement officers coming in from around the state who arrived in town overnight. And they say they're there to provide reinforcement and relief to local officers who are dealing with a group of armed men currently occupying government buildings on the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Well, joining us now with more is Amanda Peacher, reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting. She's in Burns. And Amanda, first of all, give us the latest from the federal buildings. What's it look like there today?
Well, as you know, the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge is a very remote area. The armed occupiers continue to block the entrance to the refuge, although they are allowing guided tours for media down to demonstrate that they are nonviolent and that they have not damaged property. At this point, they're holding a daily press conferences where they describe what they want and talk about their values. But there's not a whole lot of action or activity at the site itself.
Okay, so then why the addition of law enforcement officers from around Oregon? Why are they there?
Well, the sheriff's office has said that his highest priority is the safety of citizens. So he's called for additional patrols to make sure that residents are safe, and he can ensure that if in any way this situation did escalate, there would be officers on the ground. We have heard that he did ask yesterday that he wanted the protesters to leave peacefully and made that request directly to them, but has not indicated that there will be any action.
Okay. And so he's made that request directly to the protesters, and what was their response?
Right. We did hear from one of the armed occupiers yesterday who said that if the residents of Harney County really wanted them to go, then they would abide by that. But he also said that the sheriff does not speak for Harney County. We aren't clear yet on if that's a request that they will actually abide by or if that's a feeling among all of the occupiers. But that was one of the leaders of the occupiers of the movement who spoke to OPB yesterday.
Okay, so they say they want, if the residents of Harney County want them to go, maybe they will. Then perhaps they ought to listen to Here and Now, because yesterday we spoke with Harney County Judge Steve Grasty, and he told us that locals are pretty unhappy, or at least some of the locals are unhappy, with these outsiders occupying the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge buildings. Here's what he said.
Our citizens are questioning why there's an outside group trying to put their values on top of ones that in many cases don't line up with local values.
Is that a feeling that seems to be growing in and around Harney County?
Yes, it is. And it's a feeling that's been here for weeks once the self-described militiamen arrived and started talking about their values here in town. Many locals are upset and concerned. Schools are canceled this week. They're worried about this escalating into violence, and they say they didn't ask for this, and they feel like outsiders are, in a sense, bringing something to this quiet community that nobody ever wanted. At the same time, many people here do have their own concerns about the federal government, and this is an area that has struggled economically for years. They say it's drawing attention to it.
Well, Amanda Peacher is a reporter with Oregon Public Broadcasting, speaking to us from Burns, Oregon today. Amanda, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.